So far, so good? Okay. So anyways, welcome everybody to Consciously Creating and Reshaping Your Reality. And this is a big one, even though at this point in time, sometimes people say, well, what are we talking about consciously creating and reshaping our reality? And somebody had said, actually my son had said, well, you should name it How Creating and Reshaping Your Life would be something that people would understand more. But in essence, I still like the way we had it worded. So in essence, we stuck to it. So what we're going to go through today at this point in time is that we're going to go through a lot of things. So I would recommend, because some of the processes you may require to just jot something down. So if you have something to write on handy, that would be great because it would be helpful. And it's also a confirmation that you will be making to yourself as you're going through the workshop. Now, the workshop's going to have a considerable amount of information and so forth. So I would say if you want to take some notes, you can. Don't put too much focus on that. When you get the recordings, you can spend a little bit more time with that. But as thoughts do come along for you, yes, please jot it down and so forth. So anyways, let's start off with our title and kind of give you a little breakdown of how that works. So consciously, this is kind of unique for a lot of people because in essence, you know, we're going, well, consciously, what does that mean? That we're aware, that we're present, that we are kind of knowing the steps of how we create our reality. In essence, that's what we're looking at. Consciously being aware, because we are, you know, in most cases, creating on the back end of things through various stages, which we will talk about throughout the whole workshop at different points. But at this point in time, is to be consciously aware of what you're creating and the creation to be in alignment. So when we talk about creating, what are we creating? We're creating our life. We're creating our surroundings. We are creating our engagements. We are creating opportunities for everyone as playmates to play with each other. So we're constantly creating, and we will talk more about that. And then when we're talking about reshaping, what does that mean? Well, we're always changing. We're always feeling in some way, in some form, that, you know, we have to adjust what we're experiencing. And for the main purpose of that is because when we are designing our life and when we're playing with our life, it suits us at the time that we are playing with that scenario or whatever that situation may be. So whatever we've created, engagements and otherwise, is constantly based on where we are at that time. So we will look time to time and review and decide to redesign it so that it more matches and more alignment with you, but it's also more resonance with you, because in essence, you're going from a series of experiences to new series of experiences, new interactions, new engagements, and all of that we put into our life. But we do that on purpose, and we'll talk more about that as we go along. And when we're talking about yours, because it is your reality. What is reality? It's really our life stream. Our reality is a way that we experience ourselves. It's our environment. It's our playground that we're in. So that's what we're talking about when we're talking about our reality, recreating our reality. And we're going in and adjusting our reality, our current way of experiencing and playing. Okay. So the first thing, and we mentioned it in our write-up, and one of the things we had said is, are we constantly creating? Because you've probably heard it, and you've probably said it yourself, and many, many people have had the idea that, you know, I'm not a good creator, I'm not a good manifester, am I actually creating? Or is this everything being created for me? And we'll talk more about it. But in essence, the question is, are we constantly creating? And the answer you will get, and you will also understand from inside, that we are constantly creating. There is no way, because the next question is it possible not to create? Well, if we look at it, we are in a holographic projection. We're the movie projector of our reality, our screen, our scene, our world. Because if you actually look at the world outside of the way we actually create it and actually are engaged in the creation, it's just a field of energy. Who you truly are, you know, even though in a source essence you're creating. It's like you creating in a dream. In your dream, you create certain landscapes and realities and engagements and so forth. This is kind of a waking reality dream, basically. So is it possible not to create? Absolutely not. And we will talk more about that. How about co-creating? How does that work? We're going to cover that. Because, you know, we're not the exclusive creator. We are co-creating with other playmates. We're not the only one. Every time we're engaging with groups and clusters and families and so forth, we are co-creating. Now, how much do we co-create and how much we personally get engaged in that co-creation is really up to us. Because in essence, when we are co-creating, we make an agreement to co-create a particular environment, experience, engagements, and so forth that suits all the parties playing. But at some point in time, you really want to be in a situation where you can actually take charge of that co-creation and actually change how you want to engage in that creation and how you want to move through it. So in essence, you are ultimately always in charge. So the next thing we talked about is, are we creating on purpose, or is there a purpose that goes way beyond our mind's understanding? This can get very confusing, because a lot of times people feel that in some way that we are not creating on purpose, that there's something else creating for us. There's something else that's actually, you know, navigating our journey. In a way, there's a truth to that. In another way, it's not, because in essence, if we're talking about the mind's idea of creation and being on purpose or not purpose, that's very different from the other levels of you, which we will talk about, because we do have a human entity, we also have a soul, and we do create from that environment and whatever co-creation, of course. So are we on purpose? Absolutely. Does it go beyond our human mind understanding? And when we're talking about the human mind, is the ego's perception of that, and also sometimes the adopted idea that there is something that we are not creating, or we are not on purpose. Now, of course, if we plug in the consciously part, then we can actually now align our creation so that it is more in alignment with all parts of ourselves, which we will talk about as we go further. So the other question that comes up, and many of us may have experienced it, why does it sometimes appear that we're unable to create what we want? That's a biggie, and we will cover that, because in essence, when we're talking about what we want and what we need and what is for our highest good and what is the arrangements, agreements, and so forth, there's so many, many layers around that. And it's not that we're not creating, it's just that we have a mind's idea, or what we call ego mind programmed idea, and what we actually are creating that is serving a purpose of some sort or another. So some of the experiences that people do have, which we'll continue to cover, there are times where when everything comes together perfectly, and there are times when things go in a completely different direction. We've all experienced that. In one way or another, we see that things are aligning based on how we feel and experiencing what we want to plug in as part of our experience. And then other times, it seems like it goes to a completely total direction. There's times where you feel so pleased with your life stream, and then something else comes along that shifts that completely for you. In a way, you also see yourself going in a direction that you are now resisting and fighting against, because in essence, you're saying, no, I was okay there, and I'm not okay here, which again, we will cover a little more in detail how that all works. But in essence, realistically, there's a part of you that's saying it's time for us to shift, because that is not giving us the direction that we need to stay in. It was a great visit or whatever it is, but we will cover more of that. So the other question that comes up, are we fully responsible for everything we experience in our life? That's a tough one, okay? A tough one for many of us, because if we said yes, then there will be a rebellion of some sort within, saying, no, there's no possible way because these people are coming into my life and they're making my life miserable, or that this situation I'm in is not my preference, it's not what I want to be. So how could I be responsible? How could I be in the driver's seat of my life if all of this stuff is happening? But in actual fact, when we actually understand it and all the layers that work with it and all the involvement in it, the answer is yes, we are constantly responsible for our life journey, the choices we make, the directions we go, and so forth, from higher levels and also engaging other levels of ourselves too, when we are constantly, consciously aware and present with this experience that's going on. The other thing we're going to talk about, we're going to also play around with the laws of attraction. Does it play a role? Is it even real? Is it still in effect? How does that work? Because, you know, I've practiced it. I've done these things, and I get some things, I get nothing, or I get everything. You know, how does all that work? Does it even work? Is it even a real law or anything of that nature? We're going to talk all about that, and we're going to play with it. Do we attract experiences or stuff to us by our thoughts, or is there more to it? That we're going to uncover, because in essence, there's a role that the thoughts play, but is it really what we have imagined or have believed up to this point in time is what it does? So the other thing we're going to also look at is look at agreements made and the roles that we take on to be a facilitator to different people and the lives of the collective and the lives in the collective and so forth. So in essence, the lives of people and also collectively, because some of us do take on agreements to play a very substantial role. Now, these roles can be within your own experience, can be in your family dynamic, in your work environment, can be in your friendship, can be in any organization you may be in. But also at the same time, we're also taking on various lineage roles that we take on to complete or finish or move forward beyond what, you know, we may have experienced before. So we will take on parts of that. And then some come and play a big role and say, okay, collectively, we've come here to be huge change makers. We all are, but to what degree, that we will also uncover as we go along. Now, what I wanted to say, there's going to be a lot of material. Some of it may seem a little hard to comprehend at first. There's going to be information and also some process that may seem that in some way it's not totally registering. However, you will know how it all resonates because everything is exactly what you need to know. And the need thing is very key here. And so what I would suggest, you will need to go through the material and the processes a few times, okay? This, during the live workshop, we're interactive. You can ask questions. You can add clarification or request clarification on certain things. But it would be best. That's why we provide the videos and audios as replays for you, or recordings anyways, so that you can go through the material. Because the material will shift the way you create and redesign your reality in a more conscious way. And in saying that, there's going to be changes that you will have to experience within yourselves, upgrades, adjustments, and so forth, that will somehow benefit you. So the only reason that you're either on this live stream right now, on this workshop, or you're listening to it on a recording, because some are just on the recording part, because you needed to experience all of this. So be completely wide open. Allow yourself at this point in time to kind of immerse yourself in it and allow it to change what you need to change. Because this is just tools for you. Information and tools that you already know inside. It's just kind of reactivating it within you. Plus, it also reactivates the basic fundamental operating system that you originally came here to experience, This is before the inverted matrix and all the other stuff that's come in. It's your true, true operating system. So this is stimulates and reminds you of that. And this is why I hear from people a lot of times, they're saying, you know, the information sometimes seems a little overwhelmed, but it resonates. It feels comfortable. It feels like home. It feels like I know this. It feels like, yes, I can give myself permission to shift my reality accordingly because of it. So go with the experience, okay? So the first question I need to ask is, how many of you are feeling at this time to change your life? Because I hear this so many times now that I feel that I cannot stay on my life stream that I'm on. I cannot continue to play the game the way I'm playing. I can't continue to maintain the engagements and the connections and the relationships or whatever I am playing. I can't even feel comfortable within myself, and you have all of this turmoil and so forth. It doesn't have to be intense. Sometimes it's just annoying. It's time for me to shift it. It's time to move forward. It's time to make a new life stream for myself using more consciously our capacities and to be aware of it. Because again, you can go in and sleep state, which most of us have. And when we're talking about a sleep state, it's almost automatic, okay? Our programs are running us and so forth, but we also have the other part of it, which is, in essence, our higher self stepping in, our human entity stepping in, the collective stepping in, and so forth. So we are creating and experiencing, but unconsciously. So when we are in that unconscious state for a long period of time, we come to the point where we come to realize, okay, you know, I feel so much more in alignment to be able to be conscious of my creation moving forward. I'd like to be in the driver's seat. And not only be in the driver's seat, I want to be aware of my driving. I want to be fully engaged in how I steer, how I accelerate, decelerate, how I choose to experience parts of it. I know that I have other parts of me that will facilitate along the way, but I want to be involved and I want to enjoy the scenery as I'm going through. Okay? So whatever we're experiencing. So if you are already feeling that it's time for you to change your life stream, on the first thing you can write on your piece of paper or whatever you're going to write on is yes. So then we can get started. Okay, so the first thing we're going to do is we're going to do a process. We want to get everybody on track here with this process. And so the process is going to involve clearing anything that you're still carrying up to this point in time that may distract you from what we're doing today. Any memories or any attention that is focused elsewhere of whatever may have happened or that you are concerned of happening or anything like that, we're going to clear all of that. We're going to create a field so that it allows you to, whatever you choose to clear, because as we're going along, as you choose to clear it, you're just going to put it into the field. And the field is going to be all around you. And it is a collectively held field that we will create together. And everything will return back to pure light, pure potentiality. Because everything comes from that form. It is just pure light, pure potentiality that we plug in as part of our reality and we create the scenery that we experience. So we're going to allow ourselves to do that and then bring ourselves in the moment. So that's what the process is about. So make yourself comfortable. It won't be a very long process. There will be times that I'll be quiet. So that's when I'm creating or adjusting the energies, but we're doing it together. We're connecting all the souls to work together. And even if you're going to be on the recording, the moment you start the recording, you will also part of this cluster. Basically, it's a conscious cluster, and it's an energetic cluster that we are creating at this time. So this is not just a workshop. It is creating an environment for you to really experience exactly what you need, when you need it, how you need it. Thank you. So right now, let's make yourself comfortable.